Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Josh has a butt itch, diamonds, and Floyd checks in. It's coming up right after this.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian, and as usual, Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson & Marshall. If you don't play Gibson & Marshall, you're a wanker! Right, now, I've got with me in the studio one of the legends in the music business. This guy, he sold more records than Metallica, and he's known and loved around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Barney the Dinosaur. Right.
What?
Barney, I understand you're kicking off a 60-city tour. You got to be excited to be back on the road.
Oh, sure I am. I love the road. The road loves me. And it's just wonderful to see all of my little fans again. Super-de-duper.
I can't believe I'm talking to a Muppet.
Why, I'm not a Muppet.
Shut up, you wanker. Who'd I piss off this time? Just tell me and I'll fix it. If I gotta kiss some bloody ass, I'll kiss it. Just don't make me interview f***ing Muppets.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that, wanker?
Since I make millions and millions and millions of dollars, it would be no trouble at all to hire someone to snuff your limey ass while you sleep. Pop, pop, pop. Three slugs from a .22 into your brain pan. You'll be worm food and no one would ever suspect me. So lose the attitude and do the interview.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
Good manners are very important.
Right. Hasn't it been a while since you've been on the road? Wasn't there a spot of nastiness out there last time?
That's true. My last couple of tours have ended in disaster. On the Jurassic Jerk tour, I tried to capture some of the raw visual energy of a Kiss concert. I use lots of flash pots, exploding amps, flame geysers, and firewalls.
The audience must have loved it.
Actually, they wet themselves, then pelted the stage with pacifiers. And I had to cut my Extinct As I Want to Be tour short because of a drug scandal. Two roadies and my entire horn section were busted.
Really? Was it, what, heroin?
No, they were eating paste.
Right, that's it. I'm not listening to this crap. I don't need this job.
Pop, pop, pop. You'll never see it coming.
I mean, too bad. I know paste is a real bastard habit to kick. It's like having a monkey stuck to your back.
Yes, but we've been all behind us. Rehearsals have been awesome.
Right. Who's your opening act?
Butthole Surfers!
Well, I think we're just about out of time. Thank bloody Christ.
Would you like to hear my set list?
No!
We'll open with snacking on healthy food, followed with brushing my teeth, me and my teddy, and a reggae version of Hippity Hop to the Barbershop.
Sounds great. How do you know if they want an encore? These little rugrats can't be packing lighters.
No, fire is dangerous. To call us back out, the kids just hold up their finger with a booger on the end of it.
That's it. Time's up. Get out of here, you wanker.
I love you. You love me.
Right, knock it off. No singing.
Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Ah, piss off.
This has been Rock Minute.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hello there.
And he's sitting.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey. It wasn't that kind of meeting.
Yeah, we sodomize each other during the commercials.
No, that's Roger.
What did you mean?
You know what he meant.
What did you mean? Yeah.
You cannot keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
God.
I'm not saying anything.
If you want to talk about it, we can talk about it.
No. I insist we don't.
All right.
Well, let's move forward here.
You went to the doctor yesterday.
We have Chick McGee at the news desk. No, the sports desk over there.
Josh had some anus trouble.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true. Well, it's life, Chris.
It is life.
It's the ups and downs of living. I've got the same thing on my right hand. There's a lot of people say, is that stigmata?
What, you've
and
got?
I say, yes.
You got Josh's ass on your right hand?
Well, there's an itching. I was trying to help the guy. Help me?
That's a friend, buddy. You look up friend in the dictionary, see a picture of Chick McGee.
You can't
scratching
reach
my anus.
Let
me help you out, buddy. Friend.
I had some. I'll just be honest. I had some major itching going on back there. I didn't know what the hell. And
well, you know, grass doesn't grow on a racetrack. You know that, right?
And you didn't want to bring it up. I didn't say a word.
Well, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You're not completely
blameless.
Yeah.
You said, and you're sitting. You said three words.
But, and I got it checked out, as one should when there's an issue back
there. You got fissures?
No, he goes, look, it could be one of two things. When was the last time you wiped? I'm kidding. He said, I have a little patch of eczema. And he said, it may have spread back there. That happens.
You got butt eczema?
He said it's either that. He said it's either that.
A leprosy.
Or a fungus.
Josh has butt shrooms. You know what?
Butt shrooms.
Tom, you should not be laughing. You and I both suffer with eczema and psoriasis and all that.
Is that,
sure.
Is that because of this room, you think? You didn't have eczema before you worked here, did you?
This was my first bout of it,
yeah.
But it may have been dormant or something. But anyway, he goes, either way, this lotion will cure, or it'll help, it'll fix.
Whichever one it is, it'll fix.
Oh, it's hot, though, that napalm olive.
Well, and I said, if you're applying the lotion and your finger slips in.
Well, that leads to a story in sports.
Everything's fine.
Still a medical.
You guys know I'm very clean back then.
Was it a prescription?
It was. Yeah, it is a prescription.
So did the pharmacist give you the look?
If it's the same, if it's the same ointment he gives me, it works like a charm.
And I'm sure it's not an ointment that's just like for
she goes,
hair.
Is it like a wax bullet?
She goes, you know where to put this, right? I go, yeah, in my ass. And she goes, no, I meant you need to keep it in a cool, dry place.
Yeah, my ass.
So much for on stage. Is that funny?
Yeah, it's very funny.
So much for the health segment of our show.
But anyway, yeah, so it's all, everything's fine.
Good.
But I don't know. I was like, am I over bidetting? Am I over? Because I use those aloe wipes and stuff like that.
Oh,
I keep a very, very clean house
and anus.
Back there.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to stumble.
What'd he say?
He said, no, all that should be fine.
Okay.
So it's just a, you know, whatever.
Did you have to mention that you've been waxed back there before?
No. I didn't.
Did he notice? So.
Did
you get the classic doctor line? Hey, has he been going to a tanning booth?
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I have to now.
Go ahead.
When I was a senior in high school, I had to spend two nights in the hospital because I had a fistula.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was an ingrown hair.
I am fistula.
Yeah. There was a drag queen in Chicago we all called fistula.
In my, my ass crack where my tailbone, and it was a hole. It was a hole that I noticed.
An extra one.
Yeah, I noticed blood on my underwear. And
oh, my God. Why are we talking?
That's my favorite Bob Dylan album.
Fistula?
Yeah. John Mellencamp.
Oh, blood on my underwear?
Blood on the underwear, yeah.
Oh.
It's got that song they about the
had
boxer
to go,
on it.
It was surgery. They had to go in and close it up.
Well, I'm glad they did, man.
Because it was just getting bigger.
Yeah.
And eventually, the doctor told me I would turn inside out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you got that taken care of.
So the medical portion of our program is just so enlightening for everyone. And, could you grab that?
Anybody else got any butt
Nope.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Floyd.
I've enjoyed your fistula program.
You're welcome.
I think both you and Josh should check out problems from the way you're kindly sitting down and squatting.
Oh, maybe so,
Yeah, next time you're watching the game, Chick, when you hit the bar, just make sure somebody pushes in your stool. Well, I'm holed up at Mr. Fuel waiting for him to clear the roads.
Oh, it's snowy where you are?
I ain't talking about the snow. I'm talking about all these four-wheelers driving like fools. I tell you right now, if they call for shower number 7, I'm going to have to run on you.
Oh, okay.
As long as they just charge hold out of my jitterbug, I think some whore probably made off with my charger again.
Oh, your jitterbug.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of jitterbug, I used to know a lot lizard named Ladybug.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she sounds nice.
Well, they called her that on the count. If you spend any time with her, chances are your pecker would be bright red with black spots on it.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Kindly back face painting when you think about it.
Yeah, face painting.
Right quick, I got one for you, Ace. Right quick. You know how truckers talk to each other up there in Milwaukee?
Nope.
Wait, hold on. I got it backwards. Ace, you know how truckers talk to each other up there in Wisconsin?
No.
They use Milwaukee talkies.
Oh, very good.
I hope I didn't give it away before the good part.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
You did
good
fine.
Play.
Well, I reckon they just called shower 6, which means shower 7 can't be too far behind.
Oh.
What else is in the news?
Be careful.
Looks like everyone, everybody forgot what the word classified means, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think they did. I couldn't agree more.
I can't wait to see what Lester Summerall has to say about this mess.
Oh, I think he's deceased, actually. I think those are taped.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over 1 billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. So you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. ExpressVPN.com/Bob and Tom.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. The transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests. Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys.
People always ask, how did you make it to the NFL? How did you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Josh, I'm glad you're doing okay.
Yeah, thank you. It's embarrassing, but it's, you know, what?
Were you embarrassed picking up the prescription?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. Did they give you
an applicator?
I haven't gotten it. I dropped it off yesterday, and I'm able to pick it up today.
Do they recommend, I assume you need some rubber gloves?
It's not inside his ass.
You're not going to bareback it, are you?
Tom, it's just topical.
Yeah, it's just topical. I just wipe
it. It's just a topical cream.
I had this issue, and I just used one of those paint brushes people use for barbecue. You know, you kind of just paint
it. Oh, sure, yeah. A baster type of
brush.
The
one from your kitchen?
Yeah, like it's ribs.
And the itching was bad. I almost bought an extra Crest spin brush.
Didn't we have a story about somebody with hemorrhoids, their toothbrush accidentally went up inside them or something?
Oh, no.
Because they were scratching with the toothbrush. Wow. Yeah.
Hope it wasn't a water pick.
I wonder how I got it. How do you get an ass fungus?
Well,
if it is that. And not eczema.
It's probably eczema.
I believe
it would have to be you were exposed to someone who had eczema.
Are you stressed?
That's what he, you know what he, no, he didn't ask me.
Spending a lot of time in bus station facilities.
Yeah.
Eczema is usually caused by stress.
Do you think that had something to do with it?
Right. Are you, Christy's right. Maybe you're stressed. Maybe we need to relax, get some comedy from Chick.
Quite honestly.
Because we do have a sports story that relates to the gluteal cleft and the entry pad therein.
Oh.
The portal, if you will.
Do you get paid for how long you talk?
You talking about the beehole?
See, Christy, I'm a gentleman. I am trying to speak in a way that is...
Soccer officials in the United Kingdom are investigating a report that a player inserted his finger into his opponent's anus.
Oh, boy.
A message from the Nottinghamshire... Boy, how British!
That's
can
like
you get?
A parody of a British town.
Nottinghamshire.
Nottinghamshire Football Association, the NFA, the discipline team states that the incident occurred during a Sunday league game earlier this month.
Now, in wrestling, that's known as checking your oil.
Mm. Oh boy!
The association has not identified the teams involved or the players. The message reads, it has been reported to us that a player allegedly inserted his finger into an opposition player's anus.
So you're not allowed to use your hands in soccer unless you're the goalie. So we can rule out the goalie.
You know, they're making a new show.
Oh, really?
About soccer players who... But there's one particular coach who's all for soccer players putting fingers in. It's called Ted Asso.
And you didn't want to do the story.
Well, no, goalies, he would, because they have those big Mickey Mouse gloves.
They have to be out. They can't do anything.
But we had the same story during a rugby thing a couple years ago.
Well, yeah.
I think it's quite more common in rugby than it is.
Who's compelled to do that?
Playing rugby already, you've got a screw.
Well, you've got a short in between.
Well, yeah, true.
Again, you're not going bareback. Christy just chimes right in. You can tell she's been here a long time.
If you're able to pull the short down and get it in there, that's talent.
That's different. Mm. I'm sure that's not happening.
This is over Umbro. You're
saying. Yeah. Over Umbro. Very nice. They make a nice short.
Not an ounce of real fiber in any of those.
They sure did.
It's all made from 2 liter bottles. Hey, and by the way, that brings us to
Stupid World Record.
Who likes watches?
I do.
I like a nice watch.
I love a nice watch.
A jeweler in India broke the Guinness World Record for the most diamonds set on a watch.
Ooh.
Wow. Tacky.
Renani Jewels earned the title with a watch featuring a total of...
Oh, have you seen this thing?
You want to guess? Anybody want to guess? How many diamonds?
I couldn't.
1,000.
It looks like...
I'll tell you this.
It looks like it's like 5 inches wide. It doesn't even look like a watch band. It looks like a huge sweatband.
It's in the thousands.
Wow.
In the thousands?
Yep. In the thousands.
2,578 diamonds in this watch.
Josh, do you have a guess, Josh?
I do.
Okay.
I'm going to say 17,524.
That's right! How did that happen?
Have you seen a picture of this thing?
Yeah, that's all I knew. There were 17,524.
Actually, I underlined
it. The weird thing is the watch, it's a Casio. You'd think they would have, you know, maybe Rolexed it up or something. You know,
this isn't fair.
Why is it not fair?
Because it's more of a bracelet than it is a watch.
It's huge.
Well, does it tell time?
Yeah, I guess
then it's a watch.
Well, it knows the time. It won't tell, though.
One of those.
It's got Roman numerals, so I'm out.
Oh, I like that.
You don't like Roman numerals?
Hate them.
I think it's classy, don't you, Pat?
Roman numerals are great for describing the Super Bowl era, but I don't like them on a watch or a clock. The place I'm staying now has a clock with Roman numerals. I'm thinking of taking it down.
Yeah, take their clock.
I'm thinking of taking it down.
Oh, my.
You're going to be looking at it for a very long time.
It's a form of illiteracy, not being
able to. Well, when we got there, the clock was wrong, so I got a ladder, climbed up there, set it right. But I think I'm going to cover it up because every time I look at it, it's like a math problem.
And when I was setting the clock.
And you are forced to look at it.
It's right there over the sink.
Here's the thing. I also broke some things on a mantle, but that's what they get.
I've only broken one thing.
What was that?
What did you break?
This shutter thing. It's kind of complicated.
At the house? At the place you're staying?
Yeah, I've got to hire.
I guess you don't care for shutters either?
I've got to hire someone to come. It's going to be complicated to fix it.
But that watch does look tank. I don't like those kind of diamonds. I only buy blood diamonds.
Oh.
Thanks, Josh.
I like the...
Here.
We have anything else going on over there of interest?
Well, by gosh, we do.
Stupid world record.
Oh, this isn't a world record. This is just something you won't believe. Cleveland police have recovered Guardians manager Terry Francona's scooter. It was stolen from outside his apartment.
Oh, well, I'm glad they found it.
So things are really going well for...
He's famous for riding the scooter.
And living in an apartment. Huh.
Well, he's probably home.
I'm sure his house
team's is gone half the
lovely
time.
Home somewhere.
It says apartment here. What do you think? Why would he live in an apartment?
Because he doesn't have time to cut his grass. He's
the off season.
On the road.
The off season.
There's no off season for a manager.
A team spokesman said police located the scooter and arrangements were being made for Francona to pick it up. He's 63 years old. I don't know how that plays into the story. He's been riding a scooter from his residence to Progressive Field for years. He's become endearing to the Cleveland faithful.
It's fun.
That's the problem here.
Although it just shows the name the Guardians. The Indians never would have let this happen.
So is it like a Vespa or is it like a little...
It's a scooter.
It looks like a little Vespa, Christy.
It does? Okay, yeah. You put your feet up?
Yep.
Oh, you don't, like, push it like my neighbor kid?
No, this,
does
this
it
is
have
actually
a motor on it?
Powered by a motor.
Okay.
But thank you.
Well, fair enough question.
What a great name. And, of course, there's Tito Francona. That's a great name. And it is pronounced Tito.
Who the heck's that?
What?
Who's Tito Francona?
No, his brother's name's Tito. It's always been Tito. What's wrong with you?
They found the thing, Christy, was up on little tiny blocks in a rough part of town.
Just Legos.
They took the rims.
Yeah. Someone gave them the sign to steal, and they stole it.
Okay. All right. It took a minute, but we got there.
I think it's cool that he rides a scooter around.
Those are fun. Fun.
And, you can see, he wouldn't want to live in a house. Those guys, they're on the road half the time. That's got to get
Man,
really
I hope
rough.
I make it someday. I'll be the manager of a big league team, and I'm sure live in an apartment.
Well, sure, he's probably got a spread somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
That his wife lives in.
Have you ever been interested in coaching anything?
I think I'd be a hell of a coach.
Yeah.
Maybe a life coach. That's what I'd like to be. You know, the state I'm sitting in right now, you don't need any sort of paperwork or anything. Just say you're a life coach.
Wow.
And
really?
You're there. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm a life coach.
Well, give Ace some advice. Ace needs help with his life.
Will you guide me?
No, I think you're doing. Quite well. You've got how many years of food at your place? You're making okay money, I would have guessed, and
slightly above minimum wage. Yes.
And and it seems like it's a rock solid job that no one's possibly be scared to fire you. So I think you're doing great. I don't have any notes on that whatsoever.
I thought you're a life coach. You're supposed to make him feel good.
Chick McGee, life coach.
I am. He's doing great.
Well, give him some tips. What can he do to make his life better?
I don't think it can get any better for Ace. I think this is his ceiling.
See, as a life coach, I think you would be completely selfish, so you would be giving him advice that would make your life better. So what would you do to make your life better?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
You got to keep him as a client.
With respect to Ace.
You know what? Maybe life coach isn't for me. You know what? Life coach, the first rule would be Tom Griswold does not set foot on the premises. That would be the because he's heckling me from the back.
Yeah. Yep. Chick McGee, no longer life coach.
You could be a life coach heckler. How about that?
That's not the way to do it.
You should be a life coach.
A professional heckler just walking around heckling.
No matter how awful your life is, continues to be, you offer advice.
How about Tom Griswold? Would you watch a show called Tom Griswold Grocery Store Heckler?
Oh, yeah.
And you're just in the market.
Yep. You're not going to buy that, are you?
Yeah.
Just apply that right to your ass there, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this your cart? Oh, really, Pringles? Okay. Oh.
Salad mix? Yeah, that'll help.
full of nitrogen.
Camouflage the butter with it, are you?
This has been Tom Griswold.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.